Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday morning, December the 11th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour, 30 degrees and cloudy skies in the area. My goodness, did I have a weekend. It was one of those nonstop weekends, and here we are on Monday morning. Where are we at now? 14 days until Christmas. Christmas just right around the corner. Well, the first thing we've got to mention right off the top of the program is the Fruitcake Toss is coming up this week. It is the big event here in Marion. Fruitcake Toss comes up on Thursday night. Thursday night, December the 14th, 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. So far entered into the Fruitcake Toss, we have Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Andy Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Ayers Ratliff, Tracy Lee, Pastor Whitaker, Bill Collins, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mayor Kellogg, Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed Pickett, Kayla Bryce, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Bales, a representative from the fire department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy, Lois Fisher, Nick Fisher, Miranda McGinnis, James Anderson, Abby, Mike McGinnis, Rebecca Morgan, Fred Malone, Sean, Lieutenant Brown, and Bob Smith. So pretty close to 50 names for the big Fruitcake Toss on Thursday night, 7 p.m. At 685 Delaware Avenue. Now remember, we will be taping that event, so if you can't make it out to the event, you can listen to the event on this station at 9:15 that night. Now the event will take place at 7, but you can hear the event at 9:15 p.m. on Thursday night. The winner will receive a plaque as well as 4 passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights. The WWGH personality that receives or throws the fruitcake the furthest or farthest, however you want to say it, will receive a plaque as well. And we have quite a few of the WGH personnel in: Linda Sims, Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker, myself, Matt, Carrington, Sean. So a lot of us involved. In this, Adam, of course, in this particular event. He was one of the first ones nominated. So that's all going on. We will have Buckeyes that night. Now, that night we will call them Chestnuts, but they are Buckeyes. Free Buckeyes, Chestnuts for everybody in the holiday spirit. We are going to have a sing-along, so everybody bring your singing voices. We're going to do 2 or 3 Christmas songs that night. Sing and love and joy. And also on that night, well, here's the thing. We may have hot chocolate. We may not have hot chocolate. If we do, that'll be great. It's going to be, the weather doesn't look bad. 40, 41, 42 degrees and clear skies, so that's pretty good. If we have hot chocolate, we'll give you hot chocolate. If we don't have hot chocolate, don't say I made a promise that we were going to have hot chocolate. Now, again, I volunteered somebody who maybe is busy and cannot make hot chocolate that night, and I understand that. So that's all that is. We'll see what happens Thursday. You never know, just right around the corner. So that's the big Fruitcake Toss coming up on Thursday. You still have 2 days to enter somebody. You can enter them today or you can enter them tomorrow, but these are your last 2 days. If you want to enter somebody, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 if you'd like to enter somebody into the Fruitcake Toss. Or if you have an update on the Fruitcake Toss, give us a call because it is Fruitcake Week here in Marion, Ohio. Also want to let everybody know, I know one of the things people like to listen to on this station is our annual Christmas party, which we do broadcast. everybody gets together and we sing and we have just a lot of fun. The date for the Christmas party has been set. It is Tuesday, December the 19th. It will air on this station from 7 to 9 p.m. So mark your calendars for that. We're all looking forward to the annual Christmas party. And here's two things I know about the Christmas party this year. Now, I cannot, let's just say I'm not going to go on record with either of these things, but we have had the same kind of food at the Christmas party for years and years and years and years. There is a good possibility this year that we might have a different kind of food. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to have a different kind of food. I can't vouch for that yet. We've still got a little more than a week. But we might have a different kind of food. And maybe that'll work, maybe that won't. We'll find out as the days leading up to the Christmas party approach on December the 19th, when we get together and have all our merriment and fun for the big holiday season. So that's coming up December 19th, 7 to 9 p.m. And, you know, that's an event where it's not just current station personnel. We invite people from the past, and we just get together and have a really good time. And I enjoy that every year. So I'm really looking forward to the big Christmas party, December 19th, 7 to 9 p.m., which has finally been set on this station. So there is that event. And let's see. There was something else I wanted to say about the Christmas party that was on the tip of my tongue there. I know we were talking about the food possibly changing up this year, although I can't totally vouch for that at this point. But just a fun night, and a lot of new faces there this year, but a lot of faces from the past as well, and we just look forward to that. So that'll be December 19th, 7 to 9 p.m. All right. If you want to send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302, WGH Talk Radio, or you can make it out to me. Make sure you put your return address in the card so we can send it back to you, and we will read it on the air when we get the card. So the card should be showing up anytime soon. I just have not had access to the mailbox as of yet, so I'm sure there are cards in there, and we will work on that this week and get that all done. Okay, what else to talk about here this morning? Well, I had a very busy weekend. Let's start there. Okay, well, Friday night, we did the Friday night show, as we do, 8 to 10 every Friday night. Carrington, Matt, and myself were here last Friday night. And it was kind of interesting because when the show was over, we were just kind of sitting around talking. And earlier in the day, I believe Sarah had called in and said that they had renamed Founders Park Schertzer Park. And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, when I was down there for the Christmas tree dedication, it was still called Founders Park. But it could be called Schertzer Park. So what happened after the show? Now, this is like 10:30, 11 o'clock on Friday night. Carrington, Matt, and I decided to take a walk from the studio on Delaware Avenue down to Founders Park. Now, see, here's what smart people would have done. Smart people would have taken walks after the show in like July, August, September, when the weather was nice. No, we take a walk at 11:30 through Marion in December when it's 35 degrees down to the park to see what's going on. So we got down there, and I can vouch with my own two eyes now that there is a big sign, is basically what it is, that does say Schertzer Park now and kind of gives Scott Schertzer's biography. And then at the bottom, it lists the people on the park board that voted to change the name of Founders Park to Schertzer Park. So there you go. As near as I can tell, it is Schertzer Park. But that's what I was doing midnight, you know, close to 1 o'clock in the morning, on Friday night, walking through the streets of downtown Marion. So, for everybody who's worried to go out at night, I can say that I was walking through downtown Marion. We went down Delaware Avenue, then we went down State Street, Then we were down on Church, and then we came up Church Street, went up Prospect Street, and then back over to Delaware Avenue. And everything was hunky dory. We walked by we walked by Boyd's, the funeral parlor. We walked by a lot of the bars downtown. And this is Friday night, 11, 12, 1 in the morning. So there you go, Schertzer Park in downtown Marion. That should tell you the length we will go to get the news for you here on this station. So that has been figured out. So that was Friday night. Then Saturday was Christmas in Caledonia, Christmas in the Village. Now, let me tell you about this event. I was supposed to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Carrington and Matt, dressed as elves, were supposed to sing a couple Christmas tunes. There was supposed to be a tribute to the late Carol Alt, who passed away last week, and a Christmas tree lighting. And Mary Ellen Withrow was going to light the tree over in Caledonia. Well, about 5 o'clock on Saturday, because this event was set for 6:15 on Saturday, everybody started to realize that it was raining. Now, to do an outside Christmas tree lighting when it's raining is a little difficult. But I had not heard that the event was canceled, so we all got in the car and traveled over to Caledonia. And just about the time that the tree lighting ceremony was about to take place, the skies opened up and it poured rain like nobody's business. So, what do you do when you're handed lemons? Well, you got to make lemonade. So what we did was, there was a tree in the... I don't think Caledonia has an outside tree this year. I don't think they ended up decorating the tree outside because of the weather that day. But there was a Christmas tree, and it was the Christmas tree we lit a couple years ago when I did that event, in the office of the mayor. So what we decided to do, again, you get some lemons because of weather. Nobody could have done anything about that. We decided to hold the ceremony with the Christmas tree that is in the mayor's office, in the mayor's office. So we did. We held the whole ceremony in there. Mary Ellen lit the Christmas tree. I did 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We hooked up a microphone and a PA system that went out the door. The mayor was there. Matt and Carrington sang. There was a tribute paid to Carol Alt by a man named Tim Mooney over there in Caledonia. It was really a unique event, and a lot of people piled into the office, the mayor's office there in Caledonia, to witness this ceremony, and everybody got to stay and talk with each other and so on and so forth. So it was really just a lot of fun. It could have turned out badly because of the rain and the outdoor Christmas tree lighting ceremony kind of going downhill. But I will say this, there were a ton of people over in Caledonia when I got over there. They had live reindeer, they had fire engine rides, they had food over there. Things were going on at the church, there were things going on, craft shows at the library, Santa Claus was there. It was a whole big thing. So, it was a rainy night. But you know what? We pulled it off, we lit the tree, and everybody had a good time. So I thank the people over in the Village of Caledonia for having us for that event, and turned out to just be a fine event. So I appreciate that. So that was Saturday. Then yesterday, because, things never stop during the holiday season, decided we were going to do a trip to Cleveland. So Matt Carrington, the group, we got in a car and headed to Cleveland yesterday. With Sean about, what time was that? Maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we went up to the Christmas Story House. The famous movie, A Christmas Story, celebrating 40 years this year. The exterior of that home, the gift shop, and the Bumpus House are all located in Cleveland, Ohio. So we went up to Cleveland. Matt and Carrington had never seen the house. We went up there, went to the gift shop, did some early Christmas shopping. everybody was in such a good mood there yesterday. You know, it's interesting because right there in Cleveland, which is only a couple hours from us, is this great landmark. But we saw license plates from Missouri there. People come from all around the country to see that Christmas Story house. And it was just a beautiful atmosphere. It was a little chilly, but you know what? It wasn't raining. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't bad at all. So we did some things at the Christmas Story house. Then we went downtown. Now, do you know where the first television station in Ohio was? Well, it was in Cleveland. WEWS Television was the first television station in Columbus. Went on the air December 17th, 1947. We were there last night. We got to go in the back door at WEWS, went to the cafeteria, took some pictures of the building. Of course, the plaque to Dorothy Fulltime, the first woman to ever have her own news show in the United States, is outside the historical marker. Took some pictures with that. Just had a great time at WEWS. Everybody was very nice. And it was nice to take Carrington and Matt to the epicenter of television broadcasting here in Ohio, because that was it, the first television station ever in Ohio, right there in Cleveland, WEWS, a Scripps Howard station, I do believe, in those days. Then, after we left WEWS, which is down on Euclid Avenue, we went down to the theater district, because there is a theater down there. It's called the Keller Theater. And I believe it's called the Keller Theater. Now, let me double-check that, because for some reason, I'm thinking the Allen Theater, but I believe it is the Keller Theater in Cleveland, Ohio. Let me see here. I thought I checked this earlier, but you never know. Okay, let's see here. Was it the Allen Theater, or was it the Keller Theater? You know, it might have been, not that this really means all that much at this particular point, but the Allen Theater, that's it. It was the Allen Theater in Cleveland, down in the theater district, and they've got quite a theater district there. So we went down to the Allen Theater, and what they have going on this time of year, aside from shows that they do there, they have what's called a Festival of Trees. And this is one of the most beautiful things that I have ever seen. This is a very old theater, and when you walk in, they have the old balcony in the lobby, and it was just decorated with garland and lights, and I don't know how many trees were in there. There had to been 20 to 30 trees set up in this lobby area, and it was just beautiful. The theater was beautiful. The trees were beautiful. It was dark when we were down there. It just could not have been any better, and all of us were just having the best time there. We went up in the balcony, took some pictures. Of course, you cannot help but take pictures of these trees. And it was kind of interesting. There's this rotunda in the middle of the theater. And, of course, the theater is an open place, but there's this rotunda where if you look straight up, there's like, I would call it a mural painted on the ceiling. I don't know how long it's been there, but a lot of trees are in this rotunda. And if you stand in the rotunda alone, it echoes. And I'm not talking about a little echo. I'm talking about a strong echo. It sounds like it must be a tin ceiling or something, because it echoes amazingly well. So we sang a little song in the middle of the Festival of Trees there in the Allen Theater in Cleveland. And I'll tell you, if you've got any spare time, you know, it only takes about an hour and 45 minutes to get up to Cleveland, go to the Allen Theater. It doesn't cost anything to see all the trees. Beautiful, beautiful place. So then everybody was hungry at this point. Well, it's probably 9 o'clock last night. So we're down in the theater district in downtown Cleveland, in the heart of downtown Cleveland. So we tried to find a restaurant down there, and we ended up at a place called 1942 Tacos and Tequila. That was the name of the joint. 1942 Tacos and Tequila. Now this, I mean, yes, they did serve tequila there, but it was not a bar. It was basically a taco place. So the four of us went in there, and we all had dinner. And I had some really good tacos and some really good French fries. And I think Matt had a what did he have? He had a taco salad, and Carrington, I think, had some kind of, I don't remember what she had. She had some kind of, what did she have? You know, I was sitting right next to her, and I have no idea what she had. I can picture it, but I don't know what it was called. It was kind of some, I don't know. You know, I wish I could remember. But Sean had some hard tacos and some French fries, and we just had the best time. We were toasting in this restaurant and eating and laughing and just having the best time in the 1942 Tacos and Tequila in downtown Cleveland. Then we went outside, and of course, being in Cleveland, it's a little colder up there. It's probably 10 o'clock at night at this point, and it started to sleet a little bit. So we ended up back in the car, headed back toward Marion, and the weather got better the further you got away from Cleveland, so that was good. But it could not have been more fun. I had not taken a trip like that in quite some time, certainly not on a Sunday night, and we just had a ton of fun. Those guys are just fun to hang around with. And we could not, I think they had a great time too. You'll have to hear it out of their mouths as the week goes on. But we just had a great time. So that was last night. Christmas Story House, WEWS, the, what is it? I'm going to make sure I get Festival of Trees at the Allen Theater in downtown Cleveland. And then I would certainly recommend anybody goes, who's in the area to 1942 Tacos and Tequila and has a great taco dinner. Now, all that being said, today is a big day in Marion because tonight will be the vote on pay raises at City Council, amongst a whole lot of other things. As you hear on the news report today, apparently a vote of no confidence in the auditor will be taken tonight. All kinds of stuff going on. So, here's the thing. We will be there covering that tonight. We can't really cover it live because I don't know how long the meeting's going to take. But I do know that we have interviews set up with all the key players tonight. So you're not going to want to miss that. We definitely are going to have everybody who's involved in this on the air tomorrow morning, taped tonight. I'll be at the meeting, but there's a lot going on there tonight. The pay raise vote for the mayor, the auditor, and the law director, the vote of no confidence in the auditor, a whole lot of stuff going on tonight. One of Mayor Schertzer's last city council meetings, and it's going to be something to behold, I think. So you'll hear all about that tomorrow morning here on this station. And we feel the need to do that, not only because we're a news station and we do want to inform everybody, but I don't think the Marion Star will be there. I don't think the Marion Star has a reporter right now. So I really don't know how to deal with that particular situation. It's unfortunate that they don't. But we're going to keep on keeping on, giving you the news the best we can. So you'll get to hear from all the players tomorrow morning on this station about what happens tonight. Now, does anybody have anything to say about anything I've said this morning? 42 minutes past the hour. We've talked fruitcake toss, we've talked Christmas cards, we've talked about Christmas in Caledonia, we've talked about the upcoming Christmas party, all the things we did last night, the Christmas Story House, WEWS, the Allen Theater, the Festival of Trees in Cleveland, 1942 Tacos and Tequila, the park in downtown Marion that was once Founders Park, now named Schertzer Park. The big raises tonight, the big city council meeting that's going to spur something. We'll find out something tonight, that's for sure. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if you'd like to talk about anything, any of that, or anything else that's on your mind. You know, 14 days left until Christmas. I guess 13 shopping days is what it would be. And by the way, I have not done any shopping. So that's where we are as far as that goes. You know, I'm really behind the ball this year. I don't know how I have gotten so far behind when it comes to Christmas shopping. You know, I really believe that this year I have been so busy since the weekend of Thanksgiving that I have not had a moment to really stop and do any type of Christmas shopping. And I'll tell you what, I don't think it's going to be this week either, because this week seems to be the busiest week of the year. From Christmas in the Village last Saturday, to the trip to Cleveland yesterday, to the city council meeting tonight. We're doing a taping on Wednesday night. We've got the fruitcake toss Thursday. The show's on Friday. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I'm going to tell you something about your gift cards.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't think you want to hear it. Well, on my TV, you know, I get these blocks. That's how I, you know, hit those. Well, it showed two, I'm going to say men or boys. They go into this place and steal the gift cards. Like, they each took 75. So they go home and they somehow do something with those numbers. I'd have to watch it again. Then they take them back to the store and put them, I guess, in order. I don't know if they come in orders because I've never bought them. I just, you know, when I get them, I kind of just use them. So then they put them back, and then the people go buy them. And I suppose, I don't know how long this has been going on, but if you get one for Christmas and you go to use it, it's declined because the $100, the money isn't on it. So they've got a racket going about this now. And this is the first time, I just saw it the other day. So I don't know. So if people are getting a lot for Christmas, I don't know if it's like just those two guys that were doing it or if there's, you know, several. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it seems like, I'm not going to say if it was out towards California or if it was more towards New York or something. I think it was more towards out California. But they go into the places and I guess nobody watches. It showed them, I guess, on the, you know, camera. They took them, and then they go home, and somehow they either copy those numbers or, I guess, and then I don't know if they can call them in or something. See, I don't know how that works. Anyway, they do something with the numbers, and then they take them back to the store and put them back. I don't know if they're in order, but they put them back on the hook things, and then when you go to buy them, this one girl was complaining because she had gotten two cards. They were $100 each, and, you know, there wasn't anything there to use.
You know, that's
so somebody thought up something about that now.
Well, see, there's another reason not to buy gift cards.
That's what I was going to tell you. People better watch because I don't know how. Because sometimes when I watch something, I click on the little block. I can go back and click again, but then other times it'll, like, leave, and then I can get it, you know, a few weeks later or the next day or something. But, yeah, because, I mean, you know, usually how people figure all this stuff out, I don't know. But I don't know if it's like a, you know, like when they go in and steal from these stores, I don't know if it's like that or if it's just these two boys, men, whatever, doing it.
You know, even though I'm down to the last minute here and I have not bought any gifts yet, you know, I still can't go the gift card route. Something just will not allow me to go the gift card route.
Well, usually my one daughter, usually, because I tell her you have no clothes, no nothing. You know, a couple of times she's got me like several, you know, gift cards. You know, you go around to, you know, like these different places, which, you know, like maybe Steak and Shake, $25 or something, and, you know, and different stuff. And they're kind of neat.
Well, they are, you know, and you know, like I say, if somebody wants a gift card, if they tell you that's what they want, I think that's okay. I guess my whole thing against the gift cards, and I hope I'm explaining this well when I say it, is that if nobody has asked for a gift card, and if they are living in the same city that you are, and if this is somebody who you see all the time, I think a lot of times people just get the gift cards because it's easier for them. They don't have to wrap anything. They don't have to look for anything. They can just give them the gift card. And to me, I think this is what's happening to society on the whole, is we're just getting a little lazy. I mean, it's one time a year, it's Christmas, that you actually have to go to a store and find something for somebody, wrap it up, put it under the tree, give it to them. It doesn't have to be expensive. A matter of fact, it could be much less expensive than the gift card. Make something for somebody. I just don't understand what has happened to America
where we have no creativity anymore. I don't know why we're so gift card crazy.
Well, I don't know, because I've never bought one. So I don't know, but I kind of, you know, like to get those. But, like, you know, some people, you usually get them some kind of clothes. And if maybe some people are really picky or something. And, you know, the men, they usually, remember years ago, that always, no matter what, Father's Day, Christmas, tie. You know, and the men would keep getting so many ties and stuff. But, yeah, I guess a lot of people are busy working and stuff, and that's just, you know.
Well, you know, I've certainly been busy this holiday season, but next week is not horrible. You know, I just have the Christmas party and the normal tapings next week. So I'm hoping next week I'll be able to get into the Christmas shopping and get everything wrapped and done next week. And I think I'll be okay, because this week is just wall-to-wall stuff with the city council meeting tonight and the fruitcake toss on Thursday and the tapings we normally do. It's a busy week. What do you make about Schertzer Park? That's definitely a thing. I went down there Friday night and looked.
I think they just maybe should quit naming things after people, because somebody then won't like it. You know, like tear it down. Do it like something Founders Park. Nobody can find anything wrong with that, you know, name or anything. You know, like years ago, they want to tear this down. I don't like it when something, you know, done that era, that period, they did it or something. I just don't like, because they were here on some of them. I know, I don't know if it's Cass Avenue, they'll change it to something else. The old Smith Clinic, I call it the Smith Clinic. I don't, you know, what it was years ago, that's just what I call it. And I don't usually go with the new name, so I'll probably still call it Founders Park. So.
Well, what do you make of the big meeting tonight? Holy moly, we're going to be there for all the action.
Tomorrow. Yeah, because I mean, a little race is fine, but not like that, you know.
Well, and apparently, I was listening to the report this morning. I guess there's also going to be another vote of no confidence in the auditor tonight.
Oh, there is.
I think that's what I heard on the news report this morning.
Well, see, I thought that somebody should, you know, be there to help her for a few months to get it all straightened out. And I don't know if I heard that she didn't ask for help. Maybe it's Mayor's sister or something. But when you're in that much trouble, I don't care, you know, with what was going on with the other man. You need somebody in there to help you fast and get it taken care of. This politics stuff, I don't go with that. It's, you know, you put the best person in and this stuff, and she needs help. And you may as well ask for it and get it done until we're, I don't know if we're down to what, they rate you or something. We're going to be down to zero or something here pretty soon. And they need, if it takes two or three people to get in there and get it all situated, do it. And you know, and then go from there. It's nothing to ask for help, you know, because she's never done the job. She's new. So I don't know what the problem is. There's a problem there. And you need to get it taken care of. So.
Well, it's very interesting, because there are a lot of questions that are going to come out of this tonight. And one of the big questions is, will Mayor Schertzer veto this if it passes? And, you know, he's...
Wages?
Yeah, yeah. Now, he's got several ways that he can veto this. He could veto it altogether. He could just change some things, change the amounts. He could do that. There's a lot of ways this could take place. But, see, I don't know how the vote's going to go, because the current council, as I've said, you know, there are still a few Democrats left. You've got Ayers Ratliff, Mike Thomas, the first ward councilman, who are all Democrats. They're still there. So you've got three of them. And Jason Schauber, I don't know that he will vote for it. So that would be four against. So then you've got, I do think the other six most likely would probably vote for it. Now, I can't say that. I can't speak for them. But I think the other six will probably vote for it. Well, if they all vote for it, it will pass, but, you know, the mayor has the right to veto it. That'd be one of his last acts in office. Mayor Schertzer's only got 20 days left at this point in office. I don't know. It's going to be a very interesting night.
That's too much of a jump. I don't know if they were going to raise it $5,000 or $10,000, the mayor. What are they raising it, $40,000 or $1,000 or more? I think they should do it what they were going to do. And then see how this economy works out. In fact, they might be taking, if they give him $40,000, they might be taking that back and some more if the economy's not going to be doing good. But I think they should just let it alone and see how it works out, and then the next year figure it out and go from there, because that's quite a jump when you give the small, you know, Marion Small give, you know, somebody, what is he making, 69, and then giving 40? That's pretty much of a pretty big jump when, but I don't know if everybody's getting it. The law director, I think they all should get a raise, but I think they should do it more or less like it was.
Well, I think there's also some question there because they'd be giving the auditor a raise as well. And a lot of people aren't too happy with her, and that vote will happen tonight as well.
Well, it's a good thing she's maybe not getting the 40,000, isn't it?
Well, we'll know tonight. We'll know tonight.
Because, you know, like, I like Ayers Ratliff when I talk to him. I mean, he seems like he's very, you know, he's a Democrat, but he's not a Democrat. He's for the people. And most people, you could not get them that way. They're either Republican, Democrat, and they won't give an inch. And that I don't like. I like the ones that will talk it out. And, you know, you come to a thing where...
Compromise.
Yeah, compromise. People anymore know it has to be my way. I'm not giving an inch. And those kind of people shouldn't be in office. You're working for the people. You're not working for the Republicans. You're not working for the Democrats. You're working for everybody. And they don't do that. That's what's wrong with this country. They're killing this country by not doing what's best. There's just so much going on anymore that it's just hard, so.
Well, we will definitely.
Tomorrow.
We'll have the report tomorrow.
Is the news station going to be there, Columbus?
Not that I'm aware of, but you never know.
Yeah. So. Might be some, I'm not going to say fighting, but different stuff, because I don't know. I just know Jason and I talked to Ayers. Those are the only two that I know. So
we'll see how it all shakes. Is Jason in the fruitcake toss?
The first year he called me back, he had housing where you were. And he said, the parking, I think they're at Prospect. And he said, well, there would be, you know, parking. That wouldn't be a problem. And then last year, I don't know if he did it the first year. I can't remember.
No, I think he had an issue the first year. I'll talk to him tonight about it.
Second year, he didn't contact me back. I called him several times, left a message. I don't know if anything was going on there or not. And this year, I think I call him all at least twice. I didn't call him a third time, and then I think I told that Mr. Ratliff I couldn't get a hold of him, and then he said, well, he would tell him and city council, of them, I guess, at the meeting.
Well, you know, I'll see him tonight, so I'm sure I'll be able to bring this up to him.
Yeah, and I haven't heard from Judge Fredericks. He's the only one, and I don't know if I'm going to give him a call today or just not. Because last year he couldn't do it. I don't know whether he's on vacation or he does something. If I get a chance, I might give him a call today, but he's the only one that hasn't contacted me back.
All right. Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Phone lines are open here, 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Monday, December the 11th, 2023. 57 minutes past the hour, 30 degrees right below freezing and cloudy skies in the Marion area. Holy mackerel. Fruitcake tosses, meetings at city council to vote on pay raises, and confidence in the auditor. Christmas time, no shopping done yet on my behalf. Isn't it an interesting time? Anything else on anybody's mind? Schertzer Park. It's a done deal where Founders Park used to be downtown. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But again, very good places to go in Ohio within 2 hours in Cleveland. The Christmas Story House, WEWS, the first television station in the state of Ohio, and the 16th television station in the country. Of course, the Allen Theater, Festival of Trees, in the Theater District in downtown Cleveland. And then 1942 Tacos and Tequila. which is where we had dinner last night and had a great, great time. So, can't go wrong there. I don't know who the odds-on favorite is to win the Fruitcake Toss this year. Well, also on Fruitcake Toss, we will be having the Upper Crust Society presentation plaque to Mayor Jack Kellogg, so that'll be going on as well. A lot going on Fruitcake Night, so even if you're not tossing a fruitcake, feel free to come out and say hello. Stand in the audience there. The weather's not going to be horrible, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun on Fruitcake Night. Maybe one of the best fruitcake tosses ever. And you never know what will happen. Could be hot chocolate, for all I know. You know, I've been back and forth on this whole hot chocolate thing for the last week or so. But you know what? 4 days left to go. You never know. Maybe Santa Claus will show up with some hot chocolate on Thursday night. But I do know we will definitely have the chestnuts, the Buckeyes. So the first time food has ever been involved with the big Fruitcake Toss. Well, we're going to break. We're coming back with much more after this. Don't you dare switch that dial for love nor money. Back in 15.
The place for the holiday season. For legendary actress and star of the hit TV series Hee Haw, Lulu Roman, reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.